Veterans Day 2020, the day we honor the men and women who fought for our freedoms and risked their lives serving in the military. This is Lisa Berry, and the issues many veterans face, including returning back to civilian life, especially in a pandemic, can be challenging. We're seeing some statistics that indicate military suicides are on the increase by as much as 20% this year compared to the same period last year. As service members struggle under COVID-19, national disasters, and civil unrest. We're joined now to talk about that by the Suicide Prevention Program Coordinator for the VA Ann Arbor Healthcare System, Tyson Gaterman. Thanks for talking to us.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you.
Where do we even begin looking at the situation right now? Is it more difficult for veterans in this tumultuous year we're experiencing?
Without question, I think you have already listed a number of the factors which can contribute to mental health crises, which include thoughts of suicide or perhaps engaging in suicide attempts. These issues, I think, affect everyone in our country, but for sometimes it can be specific to our veterans at increased rates.
Does a day like today, Veterans Day, does that add to the pressure or maybe ease it?
Well, in my experience, I think there can be some variability there. On the one hand, Veterans Day provides us with an opportunity to formally recognize the service and sacrifice of many of the people in our community, the veterans who have served this country. But at the same time, sometimes for veterans, Veterans Day can be a reminder of experiences that they might have had during their service that, for example, might contribute to symptoms of PTSD, anxiety, depression, things of that nature.
Do you think people are even aware what veterans are dealing with, maintaining healthy relationships, as you mentioned, managing PTSD and all the other things they have to deal with getting back into so-called civilian life?
I think there is some awareness out there, but I think there's a significant opportunity to increase that awareness, to let people in our country know, as well as, veterans who have served, that the stigma that's sometimes associated with different mental health symptoms, such as PTSD, that for many people it's a natural reaction to experiences they might have had. And the act of admitting that one is experiencing symptoms and reaching out for help, I think, can be very positive. And I think spreading that information and letting folks know that help is available is very important.
Let's talk about some of those suicide signs to watch for. What should we be looking for?
Sure. So some different warning signs that might give us an indication that a person could be at risk for suicide might include expressions of despair, hopelessness, feeling like there's no way out, feelings of worthlessness. Also different signs of anxiety. So perhaps someone in your life who's a veteran might be expressing agitation, sleeplessness, mood swings. Some people might engage in perhaps episodes of anger or rage. And if anyone is withdrawing from family or friends, I think can be an important warning sign. Because one of the things that we do know is that social connection can be a protective factor for suicide risk. And speaking of the current pandemic, I think that has been made all the more challenging to be connected with our loved ones when, in the name of infection control, oftentimes we're limited in our ability to have face-to-face contact with them.
So that's not helping the situation with veterans?
For example, veterans might have been active in their local VFW or other veterans organizations, and while we do have some organizations do have capacity for virtual meetings, the face-to-face contact and support that veterans often receive, it's more difficult, I think, this year than it has been.
And I understand there is a special hotline for people to call?
Yes. So the number for the Veterans Crisis Line is 1-800-273-8255. And then veterans or people who are calling about a veteran, press 1 to be connected directly to the Veterans Crisis Line. And this is the same phone number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. But once again, the caller just presses 1 to indicate that they themselves are a veteran or they're calling about a veteran.
Since this is Veterans Day, is there something we can do as friends and neighbors and citizens to show our support for a veteran?
I think the biggest thing is having the willingness to reach out to the veterans in our lives who perhaps we haven't heard from or who might be struggling, and to have the willingness to listen if they are able to open up about perhaps some of the problems or stressors they're dealing with. Because not only for suicide prevention, but I think more generally for mental health, our ability to connect with other people and to provide support is really important and can go a long way. And we spoke about the number for the Veterans Crisis Line. That's a number in addition to being a resource for acute crises when they're taking place. Veterans can also call just to have a listening ear if they have some stress they're experiencing.
That's Tyson Gaterman. He's the Suicide Prevention Program Coordinator for the VA Ann Arbor Healthcare System. Thanks for talking to us.
All right. Thank you.